Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
Leon, you ever wonder how many people who sit on YouTube or online and criticize other people's dance videos actually know how to dance?
Well, you know, Magna, the truth is everybody watching a video on YouTube, any type of video, Facebook, Google Plus, whatever, they're experts.
They are experts.
Everybody's an expert out there.
I do suppose if you watch enough of them, you know everything about the dance, right?
Yeah, that is true. I've had, there's one video. Have you ever seen me do my ballroom dance thing?
I've seen you do your ostrich impression.
Okay, so I have a ballroom dance that I do, you know, and it's all good fun. But I filmed this video years ago. I think it was on a cruise, one of those all-star cruises. And it's just a bit of fun. I'm just clowning around, you know. And someone put it online. I think it was Troy. Troy put it online. And then it went into some forum. And everybody was like going, I'm about to cause a war between ballroom and salsa. I shouldn't be doing that. And then somebody from nowhere wrote, Leon Rose is too muscular to do ballroom dancing. I was like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, I thought we were talking about negative stuff. That sounds like a very nice compliment.
I don't know how to take it. I'm too muscular to do ballroom. I'm like, you know,
They do say that the camera adds a few pounds, so they obviously haven't seen how scrawny you are.
Well, if the camera adds a few pounds, then I don't know what people are seeing, because I'm really big, you know. I'm one of those big guys.
Well, flex your muscles for 1 second.
I know you're trying to take a screenshot. No way.
Well, you know, there's a lot of times that I've gotten, I mean, I wasn't trying to imitate another dance form. Actually, those are pretty funny when we do that. But there's a lot of times that I get that she's not dancing salsa. Tons of times. Actually, I've even heard that being on the dance floor and someone standing next to it is like, what the hell is she doing? This isn't salsa. But on YouTube videos, lots of times, even the ones I post, and I always approve the comments, but there's lots of them that are like, she doesn't understand the Afro-Cuban roots of salsa. It's not this hippity-hoppity stuff that she does.
Yeah. I've been told that over the years, I've been told that I move too much and that I don't move at all. So I don't know which way to go, you know. I don't listen to them.
I feel like you can't please anybody. I mean,
You can't.
If you did start doing more of, say, for example, I get this criticism that I'm not feminine enough because I'm not moving my hips.
You don't have any hips, Magna.
This is true. This is true, people. I don't. I actually don't have a torso. I have less.
You have like a straight line.
But I get that a lot where they're saying that, you know, she needs to move her hips more and accentuate the dance in a more sensual way. She's not feminine. She's too boyish, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, that happens when you wear like a dinner gown and jazz shoes.
I'm not sure how to take that. I'm going to say that's almost like your too muscular for ballroom comment.
Oh dear. Yeah, I've had a couple of things written about me on the internet about the dancing. You know, it's always been a case of I don't like to dance like anybody else. I try not to dance like anybody else. So I do what I want to do. I try and be an artist.
And it's not you're trying to be an artist. The thing is, you are an artist. You are a creative mind. Like, it's not that you're trying. I don't even think you try to be different. I just think that's how you are. You just think.
I don't know how to take that, Magna. Yeah, there's all, everybody wants to be a critic. It does get annoying. You know, you see it's not so much, I don't see it that much on the salsa scene anymore. We had it before, but luckily at that time we didn't have Facebook or YouTube, or we didn't have anything like that. So it could have been like 100 times worse.
Right.
Now, anybody trying to make it, you know, someone trying to, you know, promote themselves or whatever, and they put out these videos, everybody, you know, if somebody doesn't like it, you're going to find a lot more negative people that are ready to be vocal about it, ready to put comments up.
Right.
And, you know, because usually if you like a video, you may put a like, or you just watch it and appreciate it.
Right.
But now, if you don't like it, or if there's something, if you find something negative to say, that sounds louder than a thousand voices, really.
Yeah.
But it's not the case.
The funniest thing is when I get criticized for what my partner is leading.
Ooh.
I remember reading a comment in a social dance with someone saying, oh, you know what? She spins way too much. And I watched the video and it was clear that my partner was leading me into a lot of spins. But there was no criticism of the partner. It was immediately directed to me, maybe because the partner wasn't that well known or something. So they're like, well, this is a person that's got a little bit more fame to their name, so let's go and attack.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like a lot of that comes from like if these people are on the scene, on the dance scene, like we're talking about, if they're on the salsa scene or the bachata scene, some of these people, there's different things. There's some people that are getting their knowledge about the dance scene from their instructors. So whatever some of the negativity that the instructors put down on like other schools or other styles or whatever, it gets passed down.
For sure. You know?
And it could be just like a throwaway comment at that moment. You understand? That means nothing, but that student will take that and then that will manifest itself and then become a negative comment, for example, on the internet. Because, you know, like I've had it once where a student comes up to me in the middle of the class and say, well, my teacher does it this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, okay, great. But you're here now in my class. Learn my way and then, you know, go back to your class and do whatever you want. Do whatever your teacher wants, you know.
I completely agree with that because I had a moment this one time where I was teaching workshops and this woman joined my workshop. And at the end of it, she said, oh, you know, I was really expecting a lot more of the like arm styling, the stuff that most of the other instructors do. And I was thinking, well, why did you come to my class? You know, I said, have you seen me dance? And she said, yeah, I've seen you dance. And I said, so what makes you think that I would teach you something completely different from what I enjoy doing myself? So I totally get it. And I'm certain that person, if they were kind of leaning towards being more negative, would probably take those dances that she likes or that she sees a dance of mine and says, oh, she does not do enough of this and does not do enough of that.
Yeah. But everybody's got a favorite style of dance. If you're in the dancing, you've got a favorite instructor, performer, you know, and then you cannot base everything around that person.
Right.
There's so many different styles. There's so many people that are at the top of their game. You know, and you cannot be at the top of every style.
Right. And the idea is that we focus on the things that inspire us. I mean, I'm not, especially when it comes to social dancing, I'm definitely not out there to impress somebody else. I'm just doing whatever the hell I feel. There are times, even with you, right? We end up on the floor, we end up doing some goofy shit. And it's not because...
Dancing, people, dancing. We're talking about dancing.
And it's not because I'm trying to make a statement or something like that. It's just when I'm social dancing with somebody, I'm connected to that person. And it almost feels like you're at a house party around a bunch of your friends. Like, so there's no judgment. That's the way I usually use social dancing. I kind of feel like there's no judgment. But of course, once something's published, all of a sudden you see that there's plenty of judgment.
Yeah, I you know, that's why I don't really like watching videos of myself, you know, because... I could be my own worst critic, but I wouldn't comment on myself, though.
Of course not. So, you know, all you that love the dance, keep on learning and keep on watching videos and see what inspires you and what you like. But just be mindful that there are actually people, human beings on the other end of those dances.
Yep.
Like we might be artists and forget us. I mean, I'm kind of used to seeing a lot of negative comments, but especially the people that, like you said, Leon, who are up and coming and just posted a new video and maybe they're just beginner dancers. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, that's horrible. Look at their basic. Look at this. Look at that. And it's like, just let them be. Surely you could find something better to do with your time, like learn the dance yourself, maybe.
I think it's only going to get worse. The way social media is going, you know, especially if people live in their lives on the internet and they feel that they have the right to comment
mm-hmm.
And the negative stuff, I hate that. Come on, guys. This is a. We all got into this dance to be social. You know, there's not many people coming here directly just to come in and make money. There's nobody that came in here to go straight onto the stage. You know, right. This is a social dance. We're doing social dances, so we come in there to meet people to have a good time. You don't go into any room and say, right, I want to argue with the first person that, you know, comes along. Not in salsa anyway, or bachata or gizomba. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, if you do enjoy the podcast, make sure you subscribe and share this out with your friends.
Don't forget to comment. Share your stories if you've ever experienced stuff like this. And if you are guilty of it, time to change the behavior. Catch you in the next episode.
Take care, guys. Next time.